Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Kathy and I made an observation. We were in our office before the show began this morning. Steve, you had already left. You had come in the studio. And we have a TV that's on in there. And we keep an eye on the news and stuff like that. And so a commercial comes on. And I catch myself, while I'm doing prep work, I catch myself whistling along to Jingle Bells.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So it's because it was a commercial.
And I hear, and he just goes, I'm whistling Jingle Bells.
I'm saying, it's November 1st, right, and I'm singing Jingle Bells.
Yep.
All right. It was Halloween last night.
It was.
And now I'm singing Jingle Bells. And Kathy made an astute observation, because I said, can we at least get to Thanksgiving first before we get full into Christmas mode? And Kathy made a very astute observation. She said, you know what it is? Thanksgiving has become Philadelphia on the national weather map.
Oh, my God.
So, and I've said this for years now, that on the national weather map, if you go to national TV news, you see Boston, New York, and then Washington, D.C. as you head down the East Coast. We get skipped over.
Well, and you're right.
Thanksgiving is becoming that. Now, I'm not going to be one of those who bitches, because I'll never, ever be able to change things.
Right.
And it is what it is, and that's fine. It's just kind of sad. It's the Fredo of holidays, I think, amidst all this. Here's Thanksgiving commenting on that right now.
I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over. It ain't the way I wanted it.
That's Thanksgiving. Poor Thanksgiving.
No, it's true. It's true. And also, for us, it has an extra bit of importance, because it is a couple of days off before camp out.
I know.
And so that means a lot. That's when I put my foot down years ago about traveling anywhere for Thanksgiving. I'm like, I'm not going to go. I need to have this time. It's a wonderful holiday, but you're right. And also because it traditionally doesn't generate anywhere near the revenue.
Well, no. That's why.
That Halloween or you have
it's
the
marketing.
Two heavy hitters, you know, and then sandwiched in between is. And honestly, for stuff that's as banal as family and love and care.
It's my favorite. I know. It's my favorite holiday.
Well, it is. It's such a good holiday, and it really does kind of get skipped over. I mean, even as far as in the stores, when I went to Target yesterday, all of the Halloween stuff was, you know, in clearance, but so was some of the Thanksgiving stuff. So whatever they had, the very minimal Thanksgiving decorations and things that they had, it was in clearance with the Halloween stuff.
Wow. Now, you can port some of your Halloween stuff over, but like the traditional, like a horn of plenty or, you know, some
like what autumnal, I saw was it was a sign that said thankful.
Right. So, and there's not a lot. Melissa, killer. Your Thanksgiving decorations are awesome.
But there's, you know, like a little turkey, you know, sometimes a little
caricature. Something orange, candle.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's not a lot.
I got my pilgrim costume.
Yeah.
I just put away all my skeletons and jack-o'-lanterns. Like all of the Halloween stuff gets put away, but just the
did you put it away last night?
No. I didn't do it last night. But the pumpkins and stuff like that will stay out until.
Yeah, you can leave your gourds out and your hay bales and corn stalks and things like that. And that I kind of associate
that
with Thanksgiving.
That can work.
Yeah.
You can port that over to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But Kathy, our jack-o'-lanterns rotted so quickly. I mean, there were fruit flies waiting in line. For them, it was like two high-rise apartment buildings.
I carved on Wednesday. Jace got home from school, and him and I, well, we started to. We had a little bit of trouble. We called my dad in, so he came over and did like these great pumpkins we carved but because they would rot, and the squirrels eat them at my house.
Well, what were you going to say, Marissa?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, my family's pretty small, so I feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas are pretty much almost the same holiday, just plus presents. Like, we're at a different house, but I feel like we're eating kind of the same thing. It's the same holiday, just 3 weeks later. Same group of people.
Some people do have
same
turkey.
Same conversation.
My Thanksgiving has become an entirely different thing. My wife will go to her sister, you know, and do the whole thing with family down there. So, some family members. That gives me time to set everything for Christmas.
I actually
savor that, because I'm just can keep going and going and going and get everything set before the camp out.
Well, and I know that you and I are going to be on the same page, because camp out is it's into December. It doesn't start
until. So I'm starting earlier.
So we got to get the decorations up before camp out.
So I'm talking my Christmas decorations will be up, start to go up this next weekend, and then everything will be up by the following weekend. I will turn the switch on everything for Thanksgiving.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Because that's a little crazy. But I say this, Preston, you're right. It just sort of sits there in this neutral thing. And it did occur to me, because when I went to go get my third round of candy from Acme last night, there were pallets. All of the candy they're getting rid of was like, 3 for 1 and all that stuff. and sitting there on these huge pallets, Christmas candy.
They no, turned it over to that.
No
place.
Thanksgiving. No.
Right.
Again, yeah. What would you put out for Thanksgiving other than turkeys?
Well, Kathy, what did you see last night in the candy that Jace brought home?
Oh, so Jace, we went through, you know, we got back from trick-or-treating. He dumped out his bag of candy all over the floor, and he was going through it all, and there were a couple of pieces, and I know exactly what happened. They probably went to Target because they didn't get their candy, and I had done the same thing for something else, but I saw that all of the candy was gone, and Jace had Christmas candy in his Halloween basket. It was little Hershey Kisses and the little Hershey bars.
So, the green and reds.
Yep.
You know those are fresh. You know those are fresh.
Well, because they went, there was no Halloween candy left, so they grabbed what was on the shelf, which was Christmas candy.
So Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday as well. Philadelphia is my favorite city, and hockey is my favorite sport. And the way that I feel about those three things is that I'm actually kind of proud of the fact that they're underdogs, that they get skipped over a little bit.
Wow. Okay.
Because I know how great they are. And so I can sort of treasure them without everybody else horning in on it a little bit. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
I think so.
Philly's such a great town. If you want to leave us off the map, that's fine. You know, that's you're missing
out. That still pisses me off, though.
That still pisses me off. I get it. Yeah. But I know. We know. Everybody in this room knows. Everybody that's listening knows how great Philly is. So if you're missing out, that's on you, not on us.
Yeah, it still would like a little bit of love.
I think Conan had the right idea.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And they hear the lamentation of the women.
And that's what I want Thanksgiving to be.
That's what it's all about.
Crush your enemies. Hear the lamentations of their women.
Bruce has an observation. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Hey, you know, you guys are the greatest thing to happen to the Philadelphia area since the Amoroso roll.
Oh, wow. That is incredible,
Bruce.
That's an incredible compliment.
Hell of a compliment. Yeah. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
I'm what?
If it makes you feel better, so am I.
Oh, that's
but that's just
brilliant.
A constant sort of urine trickle.
All right, Bruce, what do you want to tell us, man?
Well, it's weird. You know, you guys notice that Thanksgiving doesn't even have its own holiday song?
There are a few. There are a couple.
Adam Sandler.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. Yeah.
There is that.
Yeah. There's Alice's Restaurant, which is associated, but it's not really a Thanggiving song.
But was what was played by the Pilgrims during the first feast.
But is Halloween really up? Well, I guess Halloween's got any song that's has a
Monster Mash and all that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's right.
I don't think you can count those songs. I mean, it's like Christmas has Jingle Bells and all those. You know, they've been around for all these years and all these decades. We need a Thanksgiving holiday song.
To your point, Bruce, there's not one thing that you run out to get. You know, you don't go decoration crazy for Thanksgiving. It's really essentially all about the meal.
Yeah.
And that happens within just a couple of days of the event. So now we're in sort of a lull. With Halloween, you get about a month and a half ramp up of people making decisions. What am I going to wear? And then Christmas, you have decisions. What am I going to buy? What am I going to get?
And decorating.
Right.
I mean, as far as the outside of the house goes, Halloween is started earlier and earlier each year and haunted house attractions and things like that. But
How many Thanksgiving attractions you see?
Yeah, I just feel kind of bad for poor old Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
but, you know,
Philadelphia on the weather map.
By the way, this Sunday is daylight savings, the end of daylight savings time.
So we're
getting an hour back.
We fall back.
Yeah, we fall back
on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Do you notice a difference? I notice a difference on the other side when we lose the hour.
I think it's tougher. I like it when that happens because it stays light out later.
And we're getting into summer.
But I do like that Sunday when you get to sleep in an extra hour. I do feel that. I feel well rested.
Yeah, I know. I don't traditionally get a lot of sleep. I'm asleep by 11, and I wake up at 3:45.
So we switch over to standard time as opposed to daylight savings time, and you gain an hour of sleep. So that's this weekend. And do your smoke detector thingies, too.
Right. Take the batteries out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And don't replace them.
Yeah, just take them out.
Oh, wait. You replace them on when you change the clocks, so you know?
You're supposed to use that because it's a marker. It's easy to remember. And you should, about every 6 months, they say you should keep your batteries fresh.
And you need the batteries fresh when you invariably burn something on Thanksgiving and set the alarms off.
That's right.
Yeah, because you want them sounding extra loud.
Right.
I think next year there are going to be a few more states, including Florida, that are switching off of this switch, the daylight savings.
California is now. Does it come this year?
I forget when it it happens, Steve, but there are more and more places that are seeing the positives of the not having the time switch every year.
Yeah, I wonder what that would be like. And I wonder how confusing that will be amongst other, you know, if you have relatives that live in these states and you have to coordinate a time or flights and things like that.
Yes.
I mean, when they're going to arrival times and so forth.
What are you calling me for? It's not 10 o'clock. It's 9.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but so, I mean, like in extreme cases, you know, I don't know where I stand on that. To me, I don't think we need it. It was more, you know, so that you... That, you know, you
in the agrarian
the school from the school mom, you know, could send the kids home early to work on the farm or whatever. But whatever the
it's
hell,
really
the,
outdated.
The impetus
and it does cause problems. It is what it is. You deal with it and you roll with your life. Yeah. But like I'm at the point now where like I agree with not doing the switch anymore.
Well, let's put it this way. It wouldn't bother me if we didn't do it anymore.
Right. And besides, it's getting properly dark. I consider like I do equate the darkness. Earlier with like it needs to be darker earlier for Halloween, I think, but it's happening that it happens naturally anyway. Yeah. And right. Did daylight savings time occur usually right at Halloween?
It used to be earlier than now.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of the switches over the last few years is that it's gone later. So the amount of time we're switching to standard, right?
That's yes.
Correct. Yeah. So the standard time now that period is shorter than it used to be.
And now they're getting rid of Tuesday.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's going to take some getting used to.
That's going to be something to adapt to.
And so, MMR's programming is going to have to change.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. We did Double Shot Tuesday. Yeah. Think of best.
Yeah. Two for Wednesday.
So it doesn't bother me to do it, and it wouldn't bother me to not do it.
Right.
So I really am pretty neutral on the whole stance. Some people are very arch about it.
Why? What's the.
They're vampires.
There's a lot of indications that it saves energy, that the productivity gets messed with. People, you know, the sleep issue is a prominent one. So there are a lot of really valid arguments for eliminating it.
Okay.
I don't lose sleep over it either, no pun intended. So I'm okay either way as well, Preston. But I see the merit and the argument of just get rid of it. Everybody should just be on the same time period, you know, year round.
Or tweak it, Nick. So, and kind of instead of in spring where you leap ahead 1 hour, in fall back 5 hours.
Okay.
So that you get an entire full night's additional sleep.
There are those time zones that are like a half hour difference.
I just had a 16-hour sleep. What's that?
There are those time zones there are a few in the world.
Yeah.
That are a half hour ahead or a half hour behind.
Huh. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
wherever you fall across the time zones,
right.
You can be in those areas that are just half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Well, and they recognize that?
Oh, yeah, it's official. Like, it's, you know, based on Greenwich Mean Time and whatever.
In the U.S.?
Not in the U.S.
Okay.
No, but in places like, you know, the Indian Ocean, in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Or half hour Stan.
Yes, yeah. That's the most famous of all of them.
That one.
Half hour stand
is
right. It's, you know, it's an authoritarian regime, and
just so people know.
Yeah.
No, I was not aware of that, but it's coming up on Sunday. Just a heads up.
Set your fire alarms ahead 1 hour.
And I think we should do something big for Thanksgiving because it is a great holiday, and we need to honor.
So
it.
I tell you what,
say that that's a good idea.
Let's do some sort of food drive.
I don't mean like that. I mean like for us in the studio.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, you know I've done my part. We do Thanksgiving more than once a year.
Yeah.
We did it. I want to make that a yearly thing. It's only happened a couple times that we've done it, but I want to do that. Every year, I want to have a midway to Thanksgiving.
All right, so
sit down.
To Kathy's point, let's do something in the studio. Let's try to do something that kicks thanks, puts a little bit more of the polish back on Thanksgiving. Because I agree, I do love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving also for us as kids used to be a thing where we would that weekend we'd use to sit down with the Sears catalog. Santa had a deal with Sears
and Circle
and start going eat this.
Yeah.
Well, good. I just want to make you guys my cranberry sauce because I'm really proud of it.
Oh, really?
Because cranberry sauce is the worst. Nobody likes it.
Can you make it when you don't have a cold?
So stupid.
You make it with fresh cranberries?
Yes.
That's the best.
Yeah. Maybe we each bring in a dish.
Maybe we should eat a little potluck.
Does it have to have food in it?
I don't know. We'll work on it. I don't like the canned stuff at all. No.
Yeah, this kind of sits on the table, and it's taken like 3 years for everyone to try it. They're like, that's actually really good.
I've something about cranberry, if you don't mind me jumping in.
Okay.
So, Wawa, the gobbler.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, she can get there.
Okay. Yeah, it's really good.
I don't like cranberry sauce on my stuffing, on my turkey. I've just never been one of those that I think it kind of ruins it. Now, some people love that. The sandwich comes with it on there, right? I have on the little order thingy, the kiosk, whatever you go to there.
Said no.
There's no option to... Oh.
To not have it.
To not have... At least I can't find it. Or maybe, is there a customize it button?
I guess.
There is. But, I'm getting a nod. Are you in the boat with me? Thank you, brother.
You may have to, like, make it from scratch. So you might just have to make a hoagie and then right. add each thing. Well, and sometimes then not add
they don't have... Do they have stuffing as an option all the time?
They might now.
Not all the time. Not year-round that I know of. But anyhow, on sometimes on the sandwiches, there are two buttons. I'll take it and then customize
Go to hell.
It. So and then suck it.
Wow. I'll take it and suck it.
I guess it's under customize it. So
I think so.
Maybe I miss it. Because By the way. Come on, man. I have to go talk to this busy person who's already making 1,000 sandwiches for everybody.
They're wearing a hairnet.
Can you make mine special, please?
They're already angry.
No, but
no. I'll tell you what. I think it's a hell of a sandwich. It really is. Yeah,
I do too. I wanted to go back to the
smoke alarms.
Nope, not smoke alarms, but the standard time daylight savings.
Right, right, right.
Speaking of making sure that you are properly prepared for wherever it is you need to be, meaning knowing exactly what time it is. This is specifically for Pierre Robert, and I can't wait to share it with him when he gets here later today.
All right.
According to a new study from Harvard University, people who are always running late tend to be happier and live longer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I would die much quicker.
Yeah.
I'm angst and agita.
My mom would be in that group of people. She is late for everything. She was late for her wedding, and we joke that she will somehow... managed to be late for her funeral.
Well, it gave your dad a few extra minutes with Janis Joplin.
Yeah, before right. she got there.
Come on, finish. Come on. Faster.
I got to get married in 10 minutes. My wife's saying my wife is obsessive about being on time. Her motto is, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, it's inexcusable.
Right. I agree with your wife 1,000%. And I would say this. So while the people who are perpetually late might live longer, the people they're infuriating will die an early day.
This explains my dad so much to a T. My dad is late for everything. And that's where I get it from is because... While I was always waiting for my dad, we could always do something. Oh, I can fold the laundry while I'm waiting for my dad.
And then it makes you even later. Yep.
So now when I have something to do, I'm like, oh, wait, no, I have time to fold
the
laundry real quick.
Let me ask you. Marissa's late all the time.
That's where I get it from.
Yep.
However, you also, on the conversely, you'll stay later. So, you'll balance it out. I will say, so do you have a methodology that can build in if you need your dad at some place at an exact time? Are you able to orchestrate that and make sure he arrives at the at that time? Are there tricks that you employ to get that done?
Yes, but there are faults in said tricks because, if we're meeting for a family dinner, we'll say meet an hour ahead of time. But then somebody will send a text later that says, see everybody tonight at 6.
And that screws it up.
I do it with my mom. All the time.
What do you do?
Especially if I need her to watch Jace,
right.
I will say, can you be here at 6 o'clock, knowing that I'm not leaving until 6:30?
I know that people who are constantly late actually have the ability to be there on time. It's proper motivation, I've always said. If somebody told Pierre that if he's 10 minutes late tomorrow, he's losing his job, Pierre would show up on time.
Yeah.
If case in point, when going to interview Bono, he was there, 3 hours early or something like that?
Yeah, but when going to interview Eddie Vedder, he showed up so late.
Did he really?
I'm so mad at him.
All right, maybe I'm wrong on my motivation theory.
Bono.
Bono, he got there early.
He's a bigger fan, I'd say, of Bono than of Eddie Vedder, yes?
maybe that's what the motivation was. Yeah, I mean, listen, you're right, though, Preston. He can show up on time when properly motivated.
And he's Pierre Robert, and that's awesome. But to me... I start to sweat when he talks about his fumbling through the airport and things falling out.
I'm with you on that, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He doesn't completely brush it off. He clearly admits
that.
No,
and
he does.
Problem. He's very candid about it.
Yeah.
My uncle is a law professor, and if his students have a paper, some sort of presentation that's due, he shuts and locks the door. If class is at noon, he shuts and locks the door at noon. And I said to him one time, you mean to tell me if somebody shows up at 12:01, 12:02, even 12:05, you're not going to let them in? He goes, if they were in a courtroom and they were 5 minutes late, the judge is not having it.
Right.
He said, so I'm prepping them for that.
Good,
he
good.
Shuts and locks the
that
doors.
That was Pat Croce's methodology as well. If here's Pat, and even his right hand highest executive, if they were 1 minute late to whatever important board interview it is, or board meeting, They were not allowed in. They were not allowed in, no exceptions whatsoever.
If you know it's important, then you backtrack. You take it to whatever you need to get done to make. Now, obviously, if you get into a car accident or something like that, but there are things that are just, I'm running behind. This doesn't get it done.
So for me, kind of what Marissa was saying is that I try to fit it all in. So like I don't often oversleep or, you know, like I get myself ready to leave on time. But if I have an extra 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, well, I have 5 minutes left. I can do something, which then takes me 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then you put yourself in the late situation.
I
try to squeeze it in, get it done before I'm going somewhere.
I never do anything other than my normal ritual in the morning. I don't sit down. I go do my thing, boom, 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 and out the door as quickly as I can get out. I never hit the snooze button. I get right up and
I don't
go.
Do that.
Yeah, see, I try to be productive. Like, if we have a meeting, say, at 11:15, and it's 11:08, and I say, okay, I could walk upstairs now, and I could be 3 minutes early for the meeting, but then I'm just going to sit there and twiddle my thumbs and do nothing, or I could sit at my desk here and start working on another podcast to get up or something like that, and I think, like, okay, well, I really want to do this project or this project, so I'm going to get them started, and then it's 11:17, and I haven't left yet.
Right.
Nick, you seen all these texts coming in about judges being late?
Yes.
What, that they're late?
Yeah. Maybe it depends on the judge.
Well, they can.
Yeah.
Here's one that says a judge who would totally let you in 5 minutes late because he doesn't show up until an hour after the court session starts anyway. Another one, it's BS about judges. They are often an hour late.
No, but I'm not
no
saying
court, here's another one. No courtroom starts on time. Only law school classes do. Interesting.
But I wasn't saying that the judge would be late or not. If the judge was there on time and the lawyer's late, the judge is going to be pissed. The
judge is always right.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, so the reason being, the researchers found that people who are late all the time tend to be happier and live longer. They say that those who can't get anywhere on time usually have lower blood pressure and a lower risk of developing heart disease.
Hmm.
And I could see Pierre. I mean, he doesn't stress much at all.
Not at all.
I mean, he's human. I've seen him stress. Yeah. I mean, no question.
When he's late for the airport and he's got the gas tank, the
gas nozzle pump. In his, yeah. Not anymore now. He's got his charger in the You're Tesla right. with yes. the cord ripped out.
When he's riding on one rail and not even a tire anymore.
He's got to get to 30th Street Station to see if they found his wallet. In his luggage.
And he never found that, did he?
No.
His luggage.
No.
Oh my God.
It disappeared into the ether. Which, and another facet of Pierre's personality, which I find fascinating, like he just chalks it off into, all right, well, that's another mistake.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's funny because I my power went out last night and I was late to work this morning. And so the initial feeling for me when I woke up and realized what time it was panic. But then I realized there's nothing I can do about it. I texted you guys. I'm already late. So it wasn't like
it
scrambling
sucks.
To get here.
It sucks.
The initial feeling does. But then I was okay with it because there was nothing I could do. You know what I mean?
I've started to embrace that. Obviously, whatever scenario that has taken place to put me in this position may be my fault. But once I'm in it.
Right.
And if I sit here and worry about it, it's not going to be productive. And so I just think, okay, I'm in for the ride. I'm going to be late.
Right.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's traffic, whatever it has to be. You just worry about it.
If you get flustered, you're only going to exacerbate the issue.
Right.
Get on the road, drive 115 miles an hour, and you'll be here.
Well, my mom recently said to me, exact same thing that you guys are saying, and it was because I was on the phone with her, and I was rushing, I was driving fast, and she goes, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Just, right. At this point, you're late. So just breathe. You're supposed, and she, you know, her theory is you're supposed to be there. So even though you're late, you're supposed to be where you are right now. So just relax and you'll get there.
Preston, okay. I did notice a thing that you talked about a week or two ago was the difference in drivers, a half hour or 45 minutes in the amount of traffic, how quickly it builds up, even in like, you know, the late 5 o'clock hour, early 6 o'clock hour. It's an astounding amount of difference.
So I leave my house at about 4:20.
And how many cars do you encounter? Are there people on the road?
All toll on any given day, five or six others.
Delivery drivers.
So I go to, I see a lot, when I see vehicles, a lot of them are Lyft with their lights on.
Yeah.
And then on Lincoln, I don't see a lot. I'll see a couple of the same cars, in the morning. And then City Line, one or two, around here where the building is. By the way, pulling into the building now is just, you don't even know where the road's going to go anymore. It's like a kid woke up during the night and reset the track.
Yeah.
But that said, so it's not a lot. But I am always leery of other people out on the road at that time. And I assume they are of me as well. But it's just like, oh, what are you up to?
Well, keep in mind, if you're one of those that's always running late, you may be pissing everybody else off, but you're going to be wonderful, happy, and live a long life.
And be late to the funeral of the when you
probably
eventually
will
drive them to kill themselves.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.